Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Real Talk for Real People show. A place that you can come quietly steady. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Yaqub, without any fuss or fight and a controversy. In complete accuracy, intelligent, with no cross-contaminated version of the so-called new thing. Just like the Most High would have you. Now, if you're under the tutelage of your oppressors, your paradigm should have a different perspective. And it will be jaded and tainted because they want you to understand your creator, false concept. He just simply wants you to understand the Most High in simple terms. bird's eye view study, a critical analysis, an assessment, while leaving no stone or leaf unturned, and crossing every T and dotting every I. We're morally obligated and duty-bound to do no less. We're not coming on this show for personal accolades or titles. We're not coming on this show to impress you. And if you have a problem with whatever we said, we'll listen to what you said. But it's not in line. The Most High footsteps is in accordance to what you said. We will let you know. And you can, and if you're willing to, concede to the Most High. Otherwise, you can take it off the show and go argue with y'all. Because we're not here to argue with you. We're here simply to provide the truth for you. And we ask you further to burn the midnight oil. And if you're here as a student for the wrong reason, this is not the class you should be taking. If you're looking for arguments, fussing and fighting and cussing, we don't allow that here. This is a peaceful, reasonable setting that you can bring the word of Yah, and we heed what you have to say. But if you bring in your personal opinions, leaning to your own understanding of what your oppressors taught you, we don't want to hear none of that. We have common courtesy for the most part. We'll hear what you have to say, but we'll tell you what the Most High says. How about that? And if you want to argue, fuss, and fight, this is not the class for you. And take it up with the Elohim. It's true. Yes. Again, my name is Yom Sufar Reef. This is the Real Talk for Real People show. As I said, we offer a quiet, comfortable, reasonable, peaceful setting to study the Most High within the context of His Word. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. And you may be wondering, Yom Suf, who are the we you're making reference to? We have Sister Abigail from New York City, Brother Katria from New York City, and yours truly, Yom Suf, from Prison Camp Memphis, Tennessee, because we're all, truth be told, still in this war and still captive. So that being said, I'm glad you tuned in to get some studies, and we're here to provide those studies for you. So, and I'm sorry about the interruption. People know what you being. People know where you at all the time at 6 o'clock. That's how folks do. But they don't care about what you had to do. They want you to stop what you're doing to address what they got going on. Everybody that know me know that I'm on the Real Talk for Real People show at 6 o'clock. But people don't care. See, we are a monstrosity because of the reason that our ancients, their rejection of His word, just like us today. Their idolatry, just like us today. Their iniquities, just like us today. That's why He calls forth for us to pray for our ancients, to infuse them with the Most High in us too, and for us too, because truth be told, we are a monstrosity just like they were. So we don't have a position to stand on when we're talking about our ancients, because all of us going to be going back shamefaced and humble with egg on our face, and that's how it should be. So on the Real Talk for Real People, we know how it works because it's codified. So we don't seek personal titles or accolades. The Most High subscribes titles, as He's going to do in Chapter 5, who's the title of kingship will go to. So if you're looking to be a king in Israel, that spot already taken. So won't you work on yourselves while you're here? And perhaps the king may let you be one of his, but if you got a wicked heart, don't try to be one of the king's councilmen. He said he can't stand lying people and wicked people. I don't even want them around me. So if you got an inkling of iniquity, idolatry, and abomination about yourselves, Won't you spend this quiet time and reflective moment to do a critical analysis of oneself? What is that thing, Cottrell? One finger pointing and three pointing back at you. Make sure you clear up the three pointing back at you. Okay? And as I mentioned, Brother Cartier and Sister Avia, here's what I know about him. Just like I said, Yam Su don't care nothing about your personal accolades in your titles. And they don't either. They're not doing this for seeking glory, a personal attainment. They're doing this for one reason alone. And here's the reason. Just like King David said, I love the Most High with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. And in addition, my brothers and sisters, as I love myself. So they love you. As I said, they're not getting paid. I'm not getting paid. I've been doing this 10 years. I ain't got a check from nobody. And I ain't looking for one. At the end of the day, this is about each one teach one. If you know something, tell something. Teach somebody something. Show them not virtually by your words alone, but by your application of the LOM. Let his footstep be your pathways. Not Yam Sufari, nor yours. At the end of the day, those words are not going to matter because they're not going to mean anything. But what's going to matter, what's going to stand, is Yah's footstep, which is his word. And let his word be your pathway. Let his footstep be your pathway. That's what we do on the Real Talk, Real People Show. And that's why they love you. Because they understand it. They understand the fundamentals. It's just like a kung fu master. Ain't no little fella come on and he's 7 years old. His first day of class and all of a sudden he think he's the master. It takes time and dedication and commitment to become that master over a course of years. Sometimes shorter, if you're dedicated and you do your due diligence and your studies of your art, and certainly in the case of the Most High, some people get it faster and some people a little bit slower. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Let me bring them on to you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. May Yah keep us, continue to bless us all, and it's good to be back.
Praise Yah. Good to have you back, sister.
Tell
Brother Cartrell, thank you, sister. Brother Cartrell from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Bless you, all my soul, all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Can you hear your voices? Good to be back. And set a mouthful, Yam Su.
Mm-hmm. Share with us.
I practice martial arts, and I've seen the masters.
Right.
And they don't get that mastery overnight.
Mm-hmm.
They do it by repetition, day in and day out. And yeah, it's good to master martial arts, but it's better to master the Most High words. And the only way you're going to master the Most High word is by doing what martial artists do, the masters of martial arts do. They practice it over and over and over again. And to say that you got it after a couple of classes, you're only fooling yourself.
Exactly. So, I'm glad you mentioned that, Katja. That's why we believe in redundancy on the Real Talk for Real People Show. Redundancy where it seems like, man, did I just read that? Because you've been over and over so much, I thought we studied that. Because it becomes a part of your innate nature. Thank you, Katriel.
How much of it have we mastered and we've been redundant with it? How much do we really know? Or do we need to know more?
No, Katriel. That's why we do redundancy.
So if you haven't mastered from Bereshit to Malachi or from Genesis to Malachi, you better get on your game because you're talking about today's condition. But tonight's chapter, we're talking about what Yah's talking about is the future. And the whole point is to try to make it into the future without being a hot mess. Because if you're a hot mess, you ain't making it into the future.
No.
At least not what Yah's promising.
Exactly. Well, Cadrea, if they study those beautiful psalms that we study, we would understand. Because if the Most High says King David is a man after my own heart, whatever King David has to say should be codified how he connected with Most High, how he kept connected with the Most High, how he stayed connected with the Most High. By not leaning to his own understanding, by trusting in the Most High, just like we read yesterday. When I need some deliverance, I don't go to Yom Suf HaRif. I don't go to Cartrell. I don't go to Sister Aviyah. I go to the Elohim. That's what we should be doing. That's codified according to the King David.
And how many of our people know that? We know that because we study it. But if you brought that to our people, they look at you like you're crazy. What are you talking about? No,
right.
We're getting into the mind of one of the greatest kings on earth, if not the greatest king on earth.
Right.
And he shows that he was a mighty man. And what made him mighty? His humility to the Most High. If you really study it.
Exactly. Praise God, Katya. You said a mouthful there, brother. His humility to the Most High. Well, Katria, Sister Abia, are y'all ready to proceed in this next segment of study in Mekal? I keep messing. Mika. You know, I'm from the South, brother. You know, I got to put some Southern swing on it.
Mika. Everybody know me. It's the me generation, bro.
Yeah. Oh, by George, I think I might have it. Me.
Yeah, me. Okay. Me. Right. Mika.
All right. All right, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Now, some of you, thank you, Kajal, some of you have been led in your cross-contaminant study that the person they're about to mention is some so-called Messiah. Kajal, right quickly, will you teach the people about who is a Messiah among us as a nation?
Well, the first Messiah, or Messiahs, in the nation of Israel is Moses' brother. Who's Moses' brother?
Bingo, Aaron, the high priest.
And Aaron being a priest, guess what? He wasn't like the Catholic priest. He wasn't celibate. Aaron had sons.
He didn't celibate and give the rest away like them.
Mm-hmm. Aaron and his sons are the first Christ, Messiah, and Mashiach. That's where the term originated, with them. So
exactly.
Anything else is suspect. Matter of fact, when the Most High was anointing them, which Messiah means to be anointed, he gave them the composition of the oil, right? You remember the composition of the oil?
Yeah, the composition. There's a specific composition to be anointed.
And what do you say about that composition? Because he gave you all the specifics of that composition, didn't he?
And he told nobody to make it.
Oh, if he found it in your house, guess what? It's like committing murder, because you're going to be sentenced to die. If they find the anointing oil in your house, that's a death sentence.
Exactly.
That's what Yah said. That's by the hand of Yah. It's not by man.
Right.
Aaron didn't say, if you make it and try to be like me, we're going to kill you. No, Yah said, this oil is specifically for Aaron and his sons. It's not for Moses and his sons. It's not for all the Levites. Aaron and his sons from generation to generation. And besides Aaron.
Another question, Katya, can I pose to you right quick? What would that oil poured on the head or on somebody's feet?
You had to pour it on the head. As we know, the prophet Samuel poured it on the head of King Saul. The prophet Samuel poured it on the head of King David.
Mm-hmm.
Moses poured that oil on his brother, Aaron, and his son, the priest. So
exactly.
There's a song. I think it was a song. It says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unison. It is like the precious oil that ran down upon the beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, even Aaron's beard." So I don't remember which particular psalm that is, but that particular psalm talks about the first anointing that ever happened in the history of man with Aaron, because he's a holy high priest, minister to the spirit of the Most High Creator of the universe. He's almost like an angel. in his assignment.
So a prostitute that has been recovered from her prostitution by a man and anointing his feet, that is not an anointing, right?
No.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
There is the term to anoint, right?
Right.
Anoint yourself with oil.
Right.
There's a distinction because we some ashy people if we don't put the oil on our body, right?
You better believe it.
So we have to anoint our body with some kind of oil, right?
Yeah, my wife criticizes me all the time. She does my feet, my pedicure, and she cusses me all the time. She said, you need to put some oil on your ass. Okay?
Them crusty, ashy feet, bro.
And what do I do with my stiff neck and stuff? I get right out of the shower, drive, and put my socks on.
So you always got to have some shea butter, cocoa butter, or some Jergens lotion. If you ain't got the Vaseline.
Okay.
Because you ain't walking out the house ashy. Please, don't do that.
So my wife did not anoint me by putting Jergens lotion on my feet.
She did, but not with the holy anointing oil. Yeah, she anointed you.
Okay.
But it ain't the anointing that y'all's talking about. And he's very detailed and specific about that.
Fundamentals, codification, specific.
We read the codes.
Right. Okay. And Cartier.
And if you violate those codes, it's Cartier. Like sticking your finger into an electric shock socket. Okay? Everybody know you ain't supposed to stick your finger in an electric socket. So why would you make that oil that the Most High told us not to make? That's only for the high priest. It's
exactly.
Only for the king.
Exactly.
Kings of Israel. Kings of Judah.
You're right. Okay. All right. Anything else?
You got a question?
Oh, my wife. My wife sent this specifically for you because she feels that you may need it too to anoint your feet with tea tree oil. Tea tree oil. She's shared in love, brother. Okay. All right. Any more specification for us this Messiah is concerned, Katria?
As far as the Messiah is concerned?
Exactly.
It's such a false concept.
Yeah.
Huh?
And we know
it's
that.
Like anti-Semitism, Messiah. They take these terms out of the word of the Most High and they twist them around to where people don't know what they really mean.
Exactly. They're good at it, too. That's why we're talking about today.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're good at that.
So you hear people talk about we anointed. No, we're not. We're not anointed. Only the priest and the king is anointed.
Exactly.
All right? Not anointed. They are anointed. Huh?
Exactly. By our studies, you're quite correct.
Yeah, we're not an anointed nation. Our priests and our kings are anointed. The people are not anointed.
That's correct. We studied that
but,
in Yah's word.
Yeah, exactly. So what are people talking about when they say we anointed nation? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You waiting for the Messiah, like he's going to save you. The priest didn't save us. Matter of fact,
right.
The anointed kings are the ones that got us in trouble. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
And when Yah did send anointed priests like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, did we listen to them?
No, we did not.
He said anointed way before. You're talking about Jesus. He wasn't even anointed. You waited for the anointed. You waited for the Messiah. Most of us said many Messiahs, and we didn't listen to them. That's why we're here now.
Exactly.
But our people don't understand that.
Yeah.
Our people are waiting for a Messiah to save them. No. When the Messiah comes, you probably won't listen to him.
Truth be told, my brother.
Yeah, that's
why these studies are essential. Thank you, Cartrell. So let's get to it then. Okay, you're not done yet, Cartrell?
No, go ahead. I'm done.
Okay, thank you, Cartrell. I appreciate that clarification about this so-called Messiah. Yah says in Micah chapter 5, he says, gather yourself in troops. I talk to our women, O daughters of truth. We need those women. He has laid siege against, what's that contrail?
What chapter you in? I'm sorry.
Miko, did I go fast one? Yeah. I guess I'm in four.
You're man,
I heard it.
Well, we're going to go to 40. I'm sorry, y'all. My thinker broke sometime. Praise y'all. Y'all reigns in Zion.
Y'all reigns
in
what?
In Zion.
Not
in
heaven?
No, it's in Zion.
Where's Zion?
That's in Jerusalem, the mountain.
Where's Jerusalem?
That's in the so-called Middle East.
All right. We just got to get the location.
Exactly. Okay. We need our brothers to stop trying to get a ticket to heaven, okay? All right. Now, it should come to pass in the latter days, Yah says, to Micah, that the mountain of Yah's house, which is Mount Zion, where the temple resides, shall be established on top of the mountains, not in heaven, and shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow to it, not heaven. Many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Elohim in Jerusalem, Mount Zion, not heaven.
So, Yasu.
Yes.
Did he say that the temple will be built, or did he say that the temple will be established?
He said it should be established.
Because we already know that the temple is built, right?
It's already prefabbed and ready to be brought in line. Ready
because
to come online.
The prophet took a tour of the temple, and in the end of his tour, he walked through the waters that the angel had to pull him out of because he had to swim. Right?
Exactly.
That's not blueprint. That's not blueprint.
No.
Those are not blueprints.
It's already set up. Already
so the temple is going to be established.
Right. Thank you, Katya, for that clarification. And he says, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Elohim, which they know is Mount Zion, to the house, and everybody knows it was Most High resides, the Elohim of Jacob, which is us as a nation. Shemites. He will teach us his ways. We shall walk in his path. As I said, let the Most High footstep be your pathways. For out of Zion, the law shall go forth, not from heaven. And the word of Yah from Jerusalem, specification. He should judge between many people, not only us, but many nations.
Yeah, so,
yes.
I got to stop you in the second verse.
Okay.
I have to stop.
Let's go back up. Many nations have come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Elohim. Okay?
To the house of the Elohim of Jacob.
Exactly.
And he will teach us what?
His ways.
And we will walk where?
His path.
Are we going to wait for that, or are we doing it now?
We're going to wait for that because we're not doing it now.
We better start getting with the get right now. We better learn y'all's ways and walk in this path now. Don't wait for this time. I'm going to wait. Oh, I'm going to go to God, y'all's house. He's going to teach me his ways. We're going
to
walk in his path.
No, you better get set together.
Right
you
now.
You better start working on that. Mm-hmm. You better start working right on that. Don't lie to yourselves and each other. Stop.
And what are we studying? We're studying the word of Yah.
The word of Yah.
And that's where everybody's gonna be running to. We got a head start right now because that's
exactly
what we're doing.
Exactly. We're walking in His path by virtue of His word. Those are His paths. And it says, for out of Zion, the law shall go forth to everywhere. Don't need the Roman Catholics. Don't need all those derivative religions. And the word of Yah from a specific location, Jerusalem. And
so,
he,
everything they taught you in Christianity is a lie.
You better
right?
believe it.
based on this plan that y'all have. He's saying that he's going to rule from Zion. The nations that have come to learn his ways, learn his law, learn his word, they telling people in Christianity, you're going to go to heaven. There's going to be some kind of rapture or something. You're going to walk through the gates of heaven.
Oh, is that right? All right.
That's what Christians believe.
But that ain't what y'all said.
Y'all's painting a whole different scenario.
Right.
Everything's going to happen right here on earth. All this fear-mongering that these nations do right now, y'all going to shut them down.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
So you ain't going to fear the nations for what they say or what the times, you know, the environment we in. You ain't got to fear that because y'all is in control. Did you see the blood moon today?
Yeah. My wife told me about it. I didn't have the opportunity to see. Is it still out there?
Oh, man. No, it ain't still out there. You got to wait 3 years to see the next one.
Well, might not have that many
but
left.
But I saw it.
Might not have that many left. Yeah. Because
I saw it.
Right, in this Western Hemisphere, daughter of Babylon, anything is about to go
I've
out.
Never seen the moon in 66 years of my life look like that. I've never seen the moon. In 66 years of my life. Did you see it, Sister Abia?
Sister Abia?
No, I didn't. I didn't get to see it either.
My wife said she saw it.
And it was incredible.
Maybe trouble on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. On election day.
Exactly. What did they tell you? Mm-hmm. What did they tell you?
Most of us said, watch for the signs in the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Don't panic. With these signs.
Exactly.
Oh, they call it a blood moon. And it looked like blood was on it. Asher Isha, Asher White. That moon was red. I've never seen a moon red like that.
Mm-hmm. I've
never seen a moon.
Myself, but I forgot all about it.
I meant to look at it too.
I'm sure they got pictures on the internet of it. Today's moon. How did it look? And it's going to shock you. It's going to amaze you. You've never seen the moon that red. I've never seen the moon that red. But we read yesterday, as long as the moon, the sun, and the stars, you know, are intact, Mosiah's not going to break his covenant with his people.
Fellow students, I had to take a gander at the moon. I did miss it. Okay. All right.
It was an awesome sight, for real.
That's what my Esau said. And he says, Cotriel, he should judge between many people, many nations, and rebuke strong nations afar off. Even though your nation ain't coming, he's still going to rebuke you afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, their war ornaments, their spears into pruning hooks, do some construction.
Crazy.
Yes. Nations shall not lift sword against nation. That's OV. Neither shall they learn war anymore. Praise y'all. Y'all going to teach them that. But everyone shall sit under his vine of tutelage, under his fig tree. No one should make them afraid. No one would terrorize, just like Vladimir Putin is terrorizing the Ukrainians, to make them afraid. For the mouth of Yah of hosts has spoken, and it's going to happen. Believe it. For all people walk each in the name of his Elohim. But now right now, all people walk in different idolatry and religions. But at the end, we will walk in the name of Yah, Everybody's going to follow Yah. It's not going to be no Roman Catholic. Not going to be these derivative religions. Forever and ever.
Just like what happened in the story of Jonah.
Exactly.
Those dudes on the ship, They prayed to their God, right?
Exactly.
And their God couldn't stop the storm. And then they drew straws. Like, oh, that dude that's sleeping down in the bottom of the ship, he ain't prayed to his God yet.
He's sleeping.
Sleeper.
Hey, sleeper, wake up.
That's the message to us now. We're sleeping. Pray to the Most High. Return to the Most High. Because he is the power in the universe. We just like Jonah. We're sleeping.
Exactly.
And
I don't see three entities that he's speaking. He's speaking in reference to the Elohim and the Elohim. That's specific. That is so specific. You can't get over it. You can't get around it. And you can't get beside it. Speaking about Yahweh.
Well, the three entities you're talking about, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
The Father sitting on the throne. The Son is at his right hand. And who knows where the Holy Ghost is?
Okay. Is that what you subscribe to, that contrail?
Me? No.
Thank you.
My father broke off from that the day I was born.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
My father was a Roman Catholic, you know that?
Oh, okay.
You can't get no more Christian than that, Roman Catholic. So I woke him up.
Praise Yah, Contrail. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Contrail and Sister Yehudi and students, Sister Abiyah. And verse 6, Zion's future triumph.
Oh.
And that day, triumph, future tense. And that day says the Elohim, I will assemble the lame. I will gather the outcasts and those whom I have afflicted. I will make the lame a remnant and the outcasts a strong nation. So the Elohim will reign over them in Mount Zion. Yah says, I will do all that. From now on, even forever, in you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come, our nation. Even a former dominion shall come. When you had it going on under King David, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem.
So, Yahshua. The Most High sure is making a lot of reference to the feminine side, right?
Yes.
He don't say the sons of Zion.
No.
Does he?
No.
He don't say the sons of Jerusalem. Does
no.
he?
No.
Who the kingdom belongs to?
The women.
Daughters of Zion.
The daughters of Zion. Because is that classic example, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. If you're rocking mad, crazy babies, the baby's going to be crazy and mad as a mad hatter. If you're rocking those baby in accordance to the Most High word, it's going to be easy, breezy, like easy like Sunday morning. Okay? But if the mothers, the daughters of Zion, don't know how to rock the cradles and infuse them with the word of the Elohim, it will continue to be a monstrosity, unfortunately. And so our sisters, mothers, our aunts, our daughters, going to learn the codification process. Go ahead, Katrina.
In this very same verse, does he call us fry or does he call us a flock?
He calls us a flock.
And what is a flock?
A flock is like sheep. They
not
they
like lions?
No. You know, the sheep knows the sheep herder. Knows the sheep herder, knows he has his best interest in looking out for him, mom, for all good. Trust that sheep herder. Different approach, not like pride. pride of lions. No, totally different.
And if a sheep run out there thinking that he's a lion, what's gonna happen to him?
He's gonna get his wool tore for him. It's gonna be. You come by an hour later, you gonna see wool still floating around. Going at Okay, thank you, Katya, for that clarification.
It is. Sorry, but this is why we need to be edified, because we sheep running out there like we lying.
Better stop it. We'll find your wool. Also,
we
block. Find your fool still. You are still floating, can't find your body. Stop playing with yourself. Now, why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in your midst? Surely there's none. Has your counsel appeared? Surely it has. A pain has seized you like a woman in labor, and we are in a painful situation as we speak. We are in a painful situation. All aspects of our lives are a painful situation.
You know why?
Why is that, Katria?
Because you're about to read it.
Yeah. Be in pain and labor to bring forth.
To do what?
And labor to bring forth.
Bring forth what?
O daughter of Zion.
Bring forth
bring
what?
Forth children. In this nation, our women had to help bring forth these children in this nation to reestablish it.
He's talking about the birth of our nation.
Yeah.
So that's why we in pain.
See, our women got to be more serious, my dear. Not out there whapping it. You know, up there whapping and clapping. Because we a monstrosity. You can't help rebuild a nation and you think that's cute. Our fingers are broken. We're not infusing our children with what says the Most High. We're infusing them with a whole lot of nonsense. It gets us killed or killing one another, selling drugs to one another, prostituting one another, but nothing of substance as far as the Most High Word is concerned. Our women had to be instrumental in that act of the restoration of this nation, the hand that rocks the cradles.
So, the best example is the second book of the Bible, Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Exodus starts off with four women
mm-hmm.
who brought forth the birth of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
Miriam, Shifrapua, and Jochebed, Moses' mother. Miriam,
mm-hmm.
Moses' sister. And the two midwives that brought birth to Moses and saved him in order for him to bring forth the nation. So,
exactly.
The book of
they
Exodus, Shemot,
huh? Have to be instrumental. They are instrumental linchpin to the restoration of this nation.
And women always remind us, we don't know what birth pain is. Oh, y'all don't know what pain is. Okay. No. The birth of the nation, our women should have a better understanding of than the men. And then think they're going to do it. No, y'all showing up.
It is
the
not
birth
easy.
Of a nation is the
it's
feminine principle.
It is not easy, country.
Oh,
and
no.
Gather, it's not easy to restore a nation to its greatness. And our women have to understand their roles. They're instrumental in the restoration of our nation. We can't do without it.
Right, because it wasn't the four women that led the nation out, except for Miriam, along with her two brothers. It was her two brothers, along with her, right?
Exactly.
And if not for her, it wouldn't have been him.
Exactly.
If not for him, she wouldn't have got out.
Mm-hmm.
Behind every great man is what? Great women.
A great woman. A women.
Four. Okay.
In singular. Praise y'all. And it says, like a woman in birth pain, and we know it's a painful spirit. I mean, we're exercising it now as we speak in the United Nation of Israel, the birth pains of it.
Yeah, man.
For now, yeah, man. For now, you shall go forth from this city You shall dwell in the field.
Oh.
And to, yep. And to
battle. People don't want to do that.
No, they don't want to do that. Too much like rape.
Leave New York City. Go to Arizona. Go buy some property. Leave the city.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all got a message. The cities ain't no good.
Yes. It ain't.
Dwell in the field. That's where the food's at. You can grow your own food. You ain't got to go to the supermarket, do you?
Well, Katria, I have a song. Want to hear it?
No, but go ahead.
You roll for that. Come on. Green acres is the life for me.
I knew I didn't want to hear it.
I'm living where I want to be. Land spreading not so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, but give me that countryside.
Word.
Like word.
Good. That's what y'all talking about.
Yeah, that's what y'all talking about. Get out of the cities. Into Babylon you shall go. But y'all told you go out of the field. Therefore,
no, we want to stay in Babylon. We want to stay in Babylon. We want to party like it's 1999.
Yeah. But y'all says, there you shall be delivered. You're going to have to be delivered out of these cities.
Yes.
There the Elohim will redeem you because you're going to have to get out of them cities. From the hand of your enemies in these cities, in the daughter of
say
Babylon.
What?
From
say
the
what?
Hands of your enemies in these cities, in these urban ghettos, in these urban jails, I'm going to take you out of that city. I'm telling you what to do, but I'm going to take you out of them cities. By choice or force, but I'm going to take you out of them cities.
Are we because trying to make that move?
No. We're trying to vote with our enemies. we're trying to restore democracy. We're not trying to restore the relationship with the LOL. We're not trying to restore our relationship with the earth. We're not trying to restore our relationship with one another. That's why we're a monstrosity, a hot mess. We should be shamed. Y'all said this is what you ought to be doing. Yet we want to remain in the inner city ghetto prison system. The inner prison and the outer prison. Trying to, I hear our brothers and sisters say that often. Y'all don't want democracy anymore. We're going to help save it for you. How's that working out for you? Not too well, is it? They don't care about no stinking democracy. They just care about being your enemy. And you don't get it because you don't study the Most High Word. Democracy. Laughable.
So the Most High is very harsh.
Yes.
Because he calls our oppressors our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like Black, Hebrew, Israelite identity extremists.
Mm-hmm.
You call the people that oppress us our enemies?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't my word. That's y'all's words. People are sensitive when we say universal white racist supremacy. That's soft compared to what y'all saying. Your enemies. Your enemies.
Exactly.
I'll redeem you from the hand of your enemies.
Man, y'all just
look up the definition,
y'all just put it out there.
Look up the definition of enemy, in case you don't know.
And y'all
the enemies are not your friends.
Right.
Huh?
Y'all
the enemies
like
are not your friends.
Exactly.
They're trying to kill you.
Exactly. When will we ever learn that, Katria?
I don't know. Because they're quick, but they kill us.
Exactly. And thank you for the clarification, Katria.
And, who's going to redeem us? Is it going to be a Messiah? The Most High said, I
will.
Yah will redeem you from the hand of your enemy. I'm not looking for no Messiah. I'm looking for the powers that created the heavens and the earth to save me, us. I'm not looking for no man. Ain't no man can get us out of this situation.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Thank you, Katria. Thank you, Abia. And verse 11 said, now also many nations have gathered against you. And they certainly have.
How many?
Many.
We think it's just Esau.
No.
We think it's just
many.
The Jews.
It's the fourth kingdom.
Oh, yeah. Who align themselves against us.
Right. And this is what they said. Who said, let her be defiled? They talking about us. As a nation, let her be defiled.
And being defiled means embarrassing us, like they try to do Kyrie Irving and Kanye West. We're going to defile y'all.
And here's what they said.
Y'all look,
Huh? Here's what Edom says, Katrina. And let our eye look upon Zion. We don't want her to know who she is. We don't want them to know that they're Hebrew Israelites. We want them to think that niggers and fools and everything else we tell them. But we want to look, let our eye look upon Zion. But we want to keep her dirty, out of monstrosity. We don't even want her to know about the LOL. And that's why he shut Kyrie down. That's why he should.
Is that in accordance with Yah has in mind for the future?
Exactly.
For them to gloat over Zion? That's not what Yah wants.
But that's what they want.
That's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing.
Right to this day as we speak. Exactly. They're gloating over Zion. Donald Trump made Jerusalem the capital of, quote unquote, Israel.
Oh,
who told him to do that?
Maybe that's why that blood moon is out there. And they said,
and defiling Esau,
right. Esau and Edom says, and let our eye look upon Zion, universal white race supremacy. But they do not know the thoughts of the Elohim. But here's what Meek goes, but they do not know the thoughts of the Elohim.
And you can tell, right?
And his counsel. These people,
Jewish people don't know Yah's counsel.
They don't know Yah's counsel.
They talk about Messiah too.
Yeah.
How are Jewish people talking about Messiah if you're the children of Israel? You should know, like me, that Messiah means the high priest. And guess what? Jewish people don't have priests. They got rabbis.
They're rabbis.
And they wait for some Messiah, like Christianity.
They do not know the thoughts of the Elohim. I didn't talk to them. I ain't speaking to them.
As much as they study Torah. They're supposed to be masters of Torah.
They don't understand.
They still don't understand.
It's not meant for them to understand.
Oh, no.
They don't understand something that's not meant for them to understand. So why do some of us want to follow them and follow the way they do things? They don't know how to do anything. That's why we should be studying the Most High Word to learn to do everything. All codification. And he said,
We're studying Yah's word, Yah's way, Yah's path. We're not waiting for the end of days for us to say, oh, let us go to Yah's house. I'm going to learn Yah's law, Yah's ways, Yah's path. No, take an initiative now because that's what Yah told us to do. Because we have to teach those nations that come to Zion and want to know about Yah's word. They got to have somebody to teach them, right? And if we don't know how to teach them, then we're failing in our job. Because we supposed to be like the prophet Amos.
Right.
Fill with the word of Yah that gives you the holy boldness that he had.
Well, I'm gonna bring on some holy boldness right now. Here's what Yah says about Esau and Edom. Esau, you ain't got to worry about Esau fussing and fighting with.
Oh, no.
Always treat our brothers with common courtesy and respect, like Jacob did. But here's what he says in reference to them. I would gather them like sheaves to the threshing floor. And he tells us in regards to them, arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion.
Who?
Put your cuffs on them. Arise and thresh when I bring the O daughter of Zion.
He didn't say sons of thine?
No. He said the women need to get ready to do some threshing.
All right.
I will make your horn iron. I will make your hooves bronze. You shall beat in pieces. Many people, our women going to beat in pieces, many people. I will consecrate their gain to the Elohim and their sustenance to Yah of the whole earth. See, our women has to be instrumental. We have to get these sisters on deck. We have to get these sisters in line to the job they're supposed to be doing, which is bringing up these children and the footsteps, Yah's footsteps, meaning his word, so they could be instruments in helping this nation once these sheaves are brought in, put them hooves on them.
Iron horns and bronze hooves.
Man, these sisters, we need you, sisters. Come away from Edom. Come on away from universal white racial supremacy. Come on home, because you ain't going to never have it good. You're going to have it with us. They'll use you. They abuse you. You got some money there. You marry you. But you go always, at the end of the day, be us. They're going to take advantage of you. Ask Brother Kyrie. Ask sister has mad into many nations. They still going to be a so-called nigga at the end of the day. Our brothers are still going to be a so-called nigga. I don't care how much money you make. And they'll tell you, too. So come on home. Come on home, sister. Help rebuild your nation. Your nation needs you. You are vital. You are instrumental. You are loved. You are Rose of Sharon. And we need you to come on home. Get your mind right. Start whacking it and start studying it. Because we need you. All hands on deck. Praise God and bless his holy name. Gotriel, Sister Adia, may the Most High bless you. Your mics are hot.
Praise God.
Praise God.
There's no man on earth that can give our sisters, the daughters of Zion, the power that Yah is talking about right here.
Exactly.
And we need to learn how to respect our sisters to a great degree.
Exactly.
They need to learn how to respect themselves. They
exactly.
need to be of the mindset of King David, serving Yah and being servant of Yah. Because this is the reward. All the frustration that our sisters have, Most I'm going to allow them to take it out on our enemy. But they got to understand it. It ain't necessarily going to be the brothers. It might be the sisters that lead the war to destroy the wicked, to make them put down their arms, to turn them into plowshares and pruning hooks. Feel me?
Ain't gonna be no
y'all side of war.
There ain't going to be no enemy, sister. She's about to have her mind right.
Yeah. She can't be sleeping with the, Most I call them, enemy.
Yeah.
You're sleeping with the enemy? And you're gloating with them over Zion, which is contrary to Yah's plan, because that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know this stuff. I mean, every word of Yah is important to us. And for our people who neglect to read and understand and study and really digest what Yah's plan is and what's really going on, see, the more you read this stuff, the clearer your vision becomes. You understand what's really going on.
Yeah.
So. Most of our people don't understand what's going on. I guess that's
exactly.
that Bronx. Only because we don't read and study and commit ourselves to seeking Yah's word. But the more you do it, the more enlightened you become, and you realize how we're living what Yah is saying.
Hey, Katria, you said a mouthful, brother. When you said Esau and Edom don't understand. Esau and Edom can read the same thing you read, brother, and they wouldn't understand nothing about what they're reading. Because it's not meant for them. They don't understand. So they misinterpret. And they make it out to be something to justify their position or supports their position. You see how easy for us to study that? Now, if you wasn't a Hebrew Israelite and you didn't love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your eyes were open, your ears were up, that what we just read with man is like algebra to a first grader. But if you love the Most High and your eyes are open and your ears are, man, that's, I can see clearly now. It's just like that.
And he's giving us fair warning. He's telling us to get out of these cities.
Praise Yah.
Because Babylon is about to destroy our enemies.
Praise Yah. And bless his holy name. That my soul
holy
and
name.
All that is within us. That our souls and all that is within us. Praise the Most High God, Jesus, Sister Abby, our fellow students. Bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
So this particular chapter, right, a lot of sisters, they come into the knowledge, and they feel it's all about the men. This chapter shows you it's not, right?
Well, that's why they need to study. This is not a contest, our sisters. This is not a contest, men against the women. This is some European stuff going on. Get that out y'all mind. Leave it with the end. This is not a contest. We all got a part to play. Ain't nobody going to get nothing over nobody else. Learn your part and do your part. That's how okay we got it. This is not a contest. This is a nation. All hands on deck. Praise Yah.
How many sisters in Israel do you think know Micah chapter 4, Micah chapter 4?
If they don't, they need you.
Huh?
If they don't, they need you.
They should. Each and every one of them. What's our giving to give them powers if they're right?
But see, they got this European concept of patriarchal system in their minds. And they try to project that off onto us. But all of us are not like, all of us are not, we don't believe in the daughter of Babylon. I mean, we're men. We're going to not be walking around and twitching. We're going to always be men, but we're going to know our responsibilities. This is not a contest. Get it against one another. You know, and you got to let a man be a man and let a woman be a woman. She subscribed a job to do. And we're going to stand out of her way and let her do her job to help rebuild this nation. Like y'all said, this ain't no contest. Praise y'all.
And the birth of our nation is more related to the female than the male.
You better
we can't relate to none of this birth pains. And what are you talking about? He ain't say he's going to give the men iron horns and brass hoops. He said he's going to give the women that.
The women going to have to have this stuff. And they're going to learn to do their jobs. Don't worry about my job. Do your job. And we're going to do our part.
Y'all got a part for us to play, too. Trust me.
Exactly.
You better know
exactly. It. Exactly. And stop getting us out of the projecting European universal white supremacy concept upon us. Stop that.
We're Eastern people in a Western world.
Exactly.
And Eastern concepts and Western concepts don't mix.
Exactly. But we're going to get it right, Tasha. I'm sure of that.
Yeah, I promise you.
What's that, Katria?
I said the Most High promises that we will get it right. Because it ain't about us, it's about him.
Exactly. It's too much ego run amok. Because the part about this is that's kind of, hell, we all got us in the boat we in. That's all us get out of the boat we in. And we all did a part doing that. So on the reverse side of that, let's do the reverse side all together. Get us out of this mess we in.
And we are in a mess.
Yeah. All right. So, Abby, do you have any commentary? Otherwise, Dr. Sure I have
no. No, I'm good. Just listening.
Did Cotriel and I clarify that good enough for you?
Yes, she did. Both of y'all did. Broke it down real good, as always.
Thank you, sister. All right. Cotriel, well, that beautiful Psalms is Psalms 142. And we need this. We need this, and we don't need anything else, Cotriel. A plea for relief from persecutors. A contemplation of King Noah. A prayer when he was in the cave. Will we reread the contract?
Say that again.
Psalms 142. A plea for relief from persecutors. A contemplation of King Dawood. A prayer when he was in the cave.
Yes. You know why he was in a cave?
Yeah, he was running from King Saul, and he was in a cave. He better have been in that cave. Because King Saul was after him.
So he's in a cave hiding from the king.
Right.
And the king got all the power. He got his hitmen looking for him. Imagine if the king had all his hitmen looking for you. Where would you run? Where would you hide? Would you go to a cave?
You better believe it.
You'd
think I was a big bat up there with the bats. I'd be a
big bat.
Man, that bat real big, ain't it? Squeak, squeak.
Well, let me tell you what King David did, because he ain't trying to be no big bat. Psalms 142. All praise the Holy One of Israel.
Praise
for y'all. You, yeah, and for our king, our great king, King David.
Psalms 142, verse 1. King David said, I cry with my voice to Yah. How many times he told us that in our song?
Man.
In all the songs of God. I think the theme is a song, right?
Seemed like thousands of times.
Oh, yeah. Every time he writes something, he's talking about he's crying out to Yah. What is he, a baby? Keep crying.
You
man.
Better be a big baby.
Man up.
No, I'm going to do like King Diamond. Crap.
He's crying all the time.
Hey, man, leave me alone.
Crying all the time, man.
Leave me alone.
That's what King David would have said. King David going to let you know, yes, I do cry. I'm a man. I know a man ain't supposed to cry, but these tears I can't hold inside. Yeah, you got to cry, brother.
You got to
cry.
Don't
mean nothing that you're a man. So
let
what,
it
a man?
Let it out, let y'all.
There you go. Cry to y'all. With my voice, I ask y'all for mercy. That's all you got to do. Yeah. I'm hurting right now. Show me your mercy. Where is it? Your everlasting loving kindness and that tender mercy that you're so famous for. Where is it? Please, I need some. I pour out my complaint before him. He don't go around complaining to everybody. He don't pour out his complaint to everybody. I pour out my complaint before him.
Someone
I tell him my troubles. There's a sister that calls me the same problem year in and year out all the time. Like, I can help her. I have to tell her, I'm not the most high. I'll pray for you. But your problems are beyond me helping you.
Right.
I wish I could help you as deep as your problems are. But I'm not going to, if I have problems, I'm not going to complain to Yom Suf or Sister Abia or anybody else. Guess what I'm doing? I'm following the King. I'm pointing out my complaints before Yah. I'm going to tell Yah my troubles first and foremost, which is what I do. When my spirit's overwhelmed within me, you knew my route. Yeah, Yah knows your path. He knows your steps. He knows your trouble. He knows your sorrows. The test is, in those troubles, in those sorrows, in those pains, are you going to call on me, which is what he wants, so he can magnify himself to you, and you can acknowledge him and testify, oh, if it wasn't for Yah, I wouldn't have got out of the situation. That's what King David does, right? When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, you knew my route. On the path in which I walk, they have hidden a snare for me. Yeah, you try to walk the righteous path. People try to trip you up, don't they? You might fall too. Look on my right and see, for there is no one who is concerned for me. And I'm sure many of us have been in that situation, right? That's what I was saying when I was 14. And I came upon this prayer right here. I'm like, wow. Talking about the mightiest king in Israel, he felt like me. Nobody cares for me. Nobody's concerned. And this is what he did. He turned to Yah, which made me turn to the Psalms. Like, wow, King David is serious. Refuge has fled from me. No one cares for my soul. That's how I felt. I cried to you, Yah. That's what you do, King David. When you feel like that, you cry to Yah. Oh, that's what I need to do. I said, you are my refuge. Yah's my refuge too. My portion in the land of the living. While I got my being, while I'm alive, while I can breathe, I'm dedicated to you. I'm not leaving my refuge, which is Yah. There ain't nothing on the universe that could get me away from that. Yah's my refuge from here to eternity. Listen to my cry. Here you go crying again. If I am in desperate need, got to remember he's in a cave running from King Saul. Listen to my cry, Yah. I am in desperate need. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Oh, yeah, King Saul was way too strong for King David. He had the whole nation looking for him. Bring my soul out of prison, because that's where he got me. I'm in this cave. You know I'm not supposed to be here. That I may give thanks to your name. When you get me out of this cave, guess what? I'm going to tell everybody, you got me out of this cave. The righteous will surround me, because I don't want to be surrounded by wicked people. For you will be good to me, because I don't surround myself with wicked people. I surround myself with righteous people.
Right.
King David's thoughts, his inner thoughts. It's like opening up his diary, reading his innermost being. And he spills it out, lets you know, I cry. I ain't going to hide that. My first line of help is Yah. I complain to him. I tell him my troubles. Anytime my spirit is overwhelmed, Yah knows who I am. When I call on him, I expect him to save me so I can declare what he's done for me. And I know the wicked is out there trying to trip me up, right? I look around. There's nobody concerned about me, the path I'm walking. Nobody cares about my soul. Anybody care about themselves, right? Anybody thinking about Tatryel? He think he knows so much. Right. No, I'm crying out to Yah. Yah is my refuge now, forever, and always will be. While I'm living, that's what it's going to be. So praise when I cry, Yah, I know when I cry, Yah hears my cry. I'm not embarrassed to cry out to Yah. I'm going to let you know. When I got trouble, when I'm desperate, that's the first thing I'm going to do. And that's the first thing all Israelites should do. Every Israelite should do the same thing King David does. Don't call me on the phone. Moray, can you help me? Can you help me? No, I can't help you, bro. I might help you with a prayer. Maybe you'll hear me.
Do the same thing. I call on y'all. Anytime I have a problem, I don't care if it's big or small. Y'all's the first one I turn to, so I praise y'all. Thank you.
So mom and dad and sister, brother, friend can't help you. You better call on the Elohim. You better learn to call on them about everything and anything. Praise y'all. Just like I can.
The thing is, King David knows that Yah's emotional, which is why he cries, because it's an emotion. We are in this modern generation, we have no emotions except for anger. We have no sympathy. We don't have compassion. We don't cry. Right? Men don't shed tears these days. These brothers in ancient days, they cry. They put out their emotions, especially when they're in trouble.
Praise
Today, they don't think it's manly to cry. No. Yah is emotional. And he sees our emotions. And we got to connect emotionally with the Most High, whether it be love or whether it be, you know, crying out to him for help. Because he is our refuge, supposed to be.
Hallelujah.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
Roger, that was beautiful. That was precise. And I like what you said when you said it. I mean, just like Yom Suf, I can't do nothing for you. I can pray with you, but I would strongly advise you to go to the Most High in prayer yourself. And cry out to the Most High, whatever that problem may be. There you will get a true answer, a righteous answer from the Elohim. He said it. I'm going to show folk what to do. You know, I'm going to show all nations what to do and how to do it. And certainly in our regard, I think that would apply to us double fold. Stop running around to every Tom, Dick, and Harry and putting your business on Front Street. If you really want to solve your problem, go to the Most High. Cry out to the Most High. I assure you, if you have a sincere heart and you're contrite, you get the answer you're looking for. Yom Suf ain't got one answer. I can show you that God's footstep be your pathway, which is his word. And I strongly advise you to ingest it and infuse it that it becomes second nature to you, part of your innate nature. You think about that first and foremost,
my kingdom. And the thing is, Yom Suf?
Yes.
Yah puts us in trouble just to test us to see what we do.
Exactly.
And the more you call on him in your trouble, the more you get to know him. That's how you get to know Yah, through your troubles. This is how King David got to know Yah, by way of his troubles. He knew that it was only Yah who could deliver him out of his troubles, right? And when Yah did it, he acknowledged it. And this is how he became stronger in his relationship with the Most High. So the Most High said he will deliver you out of every trouble. So any trouble you got, small or large, throw it on Yah. See what he do. And when he magnifies and manifests himself, you have to acknowledge that he's there and he heard you when you called on him. That's how you get to know him.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
So, Zadia, any closing remarks or comments?
No, just that I know for a fact that calling out to y'all is the only way to get the true solutions and the help that we need, especially in these days. And like Cartel and I said before, whether your problem is small or large, call on y'all and he'll give you, show you the way, as long as you are sincere. So just stay prayed up and keep praising y'all, seeking him, or as always, and shalom and good night.
Thank you very much, sister. We strongly advise you guys, fellow sisters, that you do your redundancy, burn the midnight oil. Don't take our word, and take the Most High word, because it is his word. Also, we encourage you, that's the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit, to let no iniquity have dominion on you to keep you separated from the Most High. Pray that prayer too. And keep on going. Keep on working on self. When you work on self, the Most High can work with you. If you don't work on self, the Most High can't do nothing for you. Work on yourself. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. May the Most High bless you. Love you. Dr. Elsa Saviad, I want to say shalom, send some love to the people.
Shalom and good night, people. And stay
people
in touch with y'all. Stay connected.
Like Abby, y'all. People, stay connected.
Lucky for us.
Cadrillo?
Yes, sir. I got an assignment for all the students out there. See if you can go without complaining to anybody. But, yeah. Any complaints you got? Don't complain to the man. Meditate. Pray. To see what Yah do for you with that complaint that you got.
That's a good student lesson. Man, you gave him a goodie, Cadrillo. I wish I had thought of that one.
Right. See how disciplined you are. As soon as you find yourself complaining to somebody, you fail the test.
Let's everybody take the test this week. A whole week, a week from today. Let's see how you did. A week from today, for a whole week. Let's see how you did. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Yes, sir. Shalom and good night.
Take me in like I've never been. Lead me now to your heart, chagrin. Take I've been there once and I'll go again, just as long as you're the one to take me in. Like a free bird circling in the wind, I'll fly to your cage so you can take me in. Oh, won't you take me in? I've seen our mothers cry within, from our fathers who refuse to call us in. But I sing my hands and nails in their skin that break this curse.